This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
My NFL predictions. AFC East, Bills are going to win it. Patriots are my most improved team in the NFL, will be a wild card team. They've had a very good camp. So Bills, Ravens, Texans, Broncos now winning their divisions. Patriots, Bengals, Chiefs are playoff teams. Patriots, Bengals, new playoff teams.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons live in our Ford Fenway Clubhouse studios, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox. Great news for Patriots fans there. According to what he's seen, Colin Cowherd says the Patriots have had a great summer of training camp and are going to be one of the best teams, are one of the most improved teams in football, a playoff team. Ted Johnson, did you, when he came down and was watching from the hill, did you hang out with him? Did you introduce yourself?
Colin, no, I introduced myself to him years ago at Radio Row. I doubt he would remember me, but I never saw Colin at any of the practices.
Weird.
So a bit of an exaggeration, I think, on his part.
Yeah, on paper.
If you were to say a better training camp than in the previous two or three, I would say yeah.
That's an argument. Yeah, you could have that discussion.
That tells you how bad the other training camps have been. So I think it has been a marked improvement over the last few years. But to go as far as Colin did is a bit of a stretch.
But you're coming from like the basement, and now you're just trying to get back to living on the first floor. We're far from the penthouse at this point. That's ultimately where they want to get to. But things were so bad, we had to recalibrate our expectations to such a degree that we're just looking to get back to competence, respectability, not being a cellar dweller in the AFCs this year.
Well, I would say worst team in football was the previous bar. Worst coaching staff in football was the previous bar. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the talent was who? Now it's
for the last few years.
Yes.
22, 23,
yes.
24.
Now,
not just last year, previous 3 years.
Now you have a coach and a coaching staff you like, and you have talent that you know who it is. You just don't know how good they are. There's a lot of names that you're like, yeah, Will Campbell's the left tackle. I know who he is. They drafted him with the fourth pick. How good is he? I don't know. It hasn't looked great. Or Stephon Diggs, you bring him in. I know who he is. He's supposed to be the number one receiver. How good is he? I don't know. Like, there's a bunch of those names. Travion Henderson, impact, how good is he? We'll find out kind of thing. Right. Instead of figuring out who the talent is involved is. So I think that's part of it. And so your guy, Mike Vrabel, I want your insight because you're the closest thing we have to Mike Vrabel on this show. Big former linebacker, won some Super Bowls, all of that. So they had two pretty active days of work out in Minnesota. And Giardi just alluded to it. Last week it was, if you're healthy, you should be ready to play, right? That's what he told us about the roster. Are we going to see the starting offense? I know a lot of people have been speculating, oh, Drake May might play the whole first half. Is that
yes.
your instinct of where yes. this is going?
That's what I think they should happen. And it's when did we go to three preseason games? Just a couple years ago?
Yeah, three years ago maybe?
I feel like the third preseason game, third and last preseason game will be, you won't see any starters.
Right.
And so this is the game where you get these guys, longer looks. They'll get a longer look they did in the first game. My guess is they'll play the first half, and then they will chill on the. They probably won't play in the third preseason game, and so then there's 2 weeks before the season starts. So if I'm Vrabel, I'm getting these guys work. They need work. The season's still a long start of the season, still a long ways away. So I anticipate a lot of the guys, starters at least, playing most of the first half.
Yeah, they better. I mean, because the third game is going to be against the Giants. That's the which guys are going to be making the 50 to 53 like. This is starter metal time right now.
Is it challenging physically, you think, Ted? So they have a pretty – they don't go all out. It's not live in practice, but it's still physical. Mm-hmm. It's still competitive on Wednesday, Thursday, two really competitive, long, hot days, a day with a walkthrough day off, and then a half of live football. Is that a challenging four-day stretch?
It's hard guys? For me to say that, Andy. I came from an era in which we had two-a-days, real two-a-days.
Off my lawn!
So it's hard for me to say that it's too much. The body needs the work. Like I've had preseason. I played in preseason games early in my career where literally I thought, how am I going to start the season? I'm so beat up.
Right.
And then you get, they chill out for, a little bit, and then they don't, so that you feel fresh the week one. But these guys need to have their bodies and their minds hardened a little bit so that they get off to fast starts. If they're starting week one without getting the meaningful contact and play, meaningful plays in practice leading up to week one, then they're not going to perform well when the season starts.
All right, so we talked about it earlier. For the first time since Ted Johnson and the 1997 Patriots played in August at 1 o'clock on a Saturday, that's what the Patriots are going to do tomorrow. Ted Johnson, what's the first thing you're looking for or want to see in this matchup with the Vikings?
It's the same as the week one. Competency, operation. Can we have a clean look on offense? I mean, you're hearing guys are jumping off sides. There's false starts. Can we not give up a sack on a T-stunt in third and long like they did in week one? I'd like to see Steph Diggs. Can I see what Steph Diggs looks like? Can I see what Carlton Davis looks like? I'd like to see what that is all about. And I'd like to see a little bit more action from the linebackers, the edge rushers. Like I didn't see much from those guys. Keon White, can I see something from the defensive line that I didn't maybe see in the first preseason game? I'd like to see all the hype around the defensive line. So those are some of the things I'm looking forward to.
See, if I were going to do a tier of simpleton, start on the top, for me it's where I was like a week ago. It's where I started the summer. It's two guys. It's Drake May and it's Will Campbell. Like those two guys, like I don't want to oversimplify it. There's going to be 11 guys on offense, 11 on defense, but it's really as simple for me as if I leave this game saying, Drake May and Will Campbell looked pretty good, or I don't even know if they have to look pretty good, just don't screw it up, or the Lou phrase, just suck a little.
Mm.
Don't play after play look bad, because the stretch they've been on the last couple days, if they have a sack every third pass play, basically was what they've been on.
That's what Giardi basically tracked from camp.
Oh, my God. How about not that? Let's start with not the practice performance for Will Campbell, Drake May, and the offense.
Yeah, that would be a great place to start. Yeah. And they will remain, until further notice, at the high top of the pyramid of concerns, people that you will focus on, the guys that need to bring it in the pretend season games. I don't think we're going to see Steph Diggs again, and that stinks out loud, but I know we'll get to that in a little bit as to why or how.
Or Carlton Davis, probably.
Probably not as well. Maybe we can see TJ Hawkinson score over top of Marcus Jones again and then give him the two short like he did yesterday, which was rough. That was rough.
I mean it's real. It's true. The truth happened. Is never mean.
No, in that capacity, that's like an almost foot size advantage.
We all saw it. I did the interview.
Yep.
And I looked eye to eye with Marcus Jones. I even went back and watched the replay, and I was like, am I taller than him? Am I taller than an NFL All-Pro?
Tough to work the boundary against a 6'6" tight end that's got elite speed and great hands.
You went back to watch the replay for that purpose?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I realized
does that not tell you everything you need to know?
Well, no, it's scouting. You don't do self-scouting. You go and see your questions, see how you did. Did you ask him if he was at a career crossroad? And I noticed when I ask questions, I tend to like move around a little and go on my toes, and it's a good look for me because when I go on my toes, I'm taller than Marcus Jones.
I can't decide, though, between my other two concerns of can another playmaker emerge and can the defense actually get penetration along the line. I think that's eventually going to happen. I'd like to see somebody else make some plays. I mean, I know we've got a battle between Baker versus Chisholm for the sixth receiver and special teams helper. Can Kyle Williams catch his first pretend season pass? Is he actually, can he haul, like, will he catch his first pass
about
as
him?
A professional?
Yeah, no. that's a good one. I like, where's Kyle Williams? Kyle Williams, are you there? Yep. Where are you at, bub? Hello.
Ted, not been terribly active in the joint practices. No passes last week. Targeted a couple of times. I believe in him. So, yes, I think he should emerge from this game as, hey, we finally saw what they were so interested in. We finally saw one of the reasons why they took him third round and thought they got a steal with him.
I'm going to go another step further. And this is where I'm getting my backup quarterback talk in right here. I'm taking over.
You've been itching to talk backup quarterbacks.
Because I think it's relevant this time of year. It won't be relevant when the season starts. But right now, if there's a time to talk about backup quarterbacks, it's right now. Josh Dobbs in the last game, 5 of 12, 45 yards, a 52 QBR rating. Last week, Ben Woolridge, 9 of 12, 132 yards, 1 TD, and 138 QBR. I'm worried about Drake May getting hurt with this offensive line and his penchant for running the football. And so I just think he's one big hit away from having the backup come in there. And I just thought Ben Woolridge looked a hell of a lot more proficient than Josh Dobbs did. And he is supposedly, unquestionably, the backup QB. I'm kind of like, why aren't we have competition with the left tackle? Why aren't we having competition with the backup quarterback position? I don't understand how those guys kind of earned their roles of where they are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't get it. But to me, I think the backup quarterback situation is an interesting one considering Drake May's history with injuries.
Along those lines, you want me to say something really dumb that we don't really have time to delve into, but I'll just throw it out there.
Why not? Go. Why stop?
If Drake May got hurt and you're worried about the backup quarterback situation, and I think you should be, could it sneaky be the best thing that happened to this team? And I'll throw two names out there. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase. Joe Burrow got hurt. They get Ja'Marr Chase, and that's the foundation of why the Bengals are, according to Colin Cowherd, going to return. You'll be in the top 10 picks in the draft again, I'm guessing. Without Drake May, you're going to be in the top 10 picks in the draft.
You
can either go get a real left tackle or a real wide receiver.
I'll be looking at this Patriots team if Drake May gets hurt like you look at the Celtics team. Are you going to not watch Celtics games this year? Are you going to go, I want to see how the Celtics do without Jason Tatum?
With Jaylen Brown.
I'm more into this.
Are you comparing Jaylen Brown to Josh Dobbs?
I might be.
That felt a lot. Disrespectful.
I wasn't trying to. But
no, I kind of see the thinking on that.
Thank you.
A journeyman backup quarterback who can't be good for more than two games in a row.
I think Teddy's spot on. I don't know what you're talking about.
To an all-NBA player?
Good Lord.
It's the
second fiddle.
No.
The team in its totality. It's the team is I want to see this team. How does the defense look? Like, you know, it's with the new head coach. And yeah, I'd like to see how they respond without Drake May if that was to happen.
But that's not gonna happen. Okay. We're gonna have Drake May healthy all year long. Something I think is really interesting in this game is somebody, Ted, you've been talking a lot about, Giardi touched on it. Kyle Duggar. Kyle Duggar is now seemingly needing to play his way back onto the roster.
The hell happens?
Oh, he's on the roster.
You think he's on the
roster? With the money he's paid and no trade partner? You think they would cut him?
If you're going to keep the best team.
So he can go play for Buffalo? No, thanks.
I just can't. Yeah.
Oh, if he goes and plays for Buffalo, I'll take Hunter Henry's over that day in that game and Travion Henderson's over that day in that game.
Let me ask you, if I'm a head coach, there's always one player I want to use an example. Who do I use as the example? You know, like the biggest, most stark, great example I have of this as a coach doing something to get our attention was Lawyer Malloy.
Yes.
The week before, right?
So Kyle Duggar.
Who is going to be, do they cut Kyle Duggar with the money that is owed to him?
Yes.
Explain that to Robert Kraft. Wait a minute. I just paid this guy
$8 million
last.
Well, you did, but I didn't if I'm Mike Vrabel. I wasn't here. That's not my problem.
That's the thing.
You did a lot of dumb things in recent years that I wasn't a part of.
You don't think Kraft has power in decision-making even with the new head coach?
But if I'm Mike Vrabel, I say, listen.
Why is Josh McDaniels here? That was a Kraft thing.
You hired me to set a culture. You hired me to build a football team. I can't tell my football team we have competition in the best 53 make it and the best 11 play. They see that he's not one of the best 11. They see that he's not one of the best 20 whatever defensive players that the only reason he's on this team is because he makes money is a bad message to my locker room.
Can you do a Robert Kraft impersonation for me?
Yeah.
Like to tell him, tell Andy, Robert Kraft.
Andrew, I have to tell you that
he's a good, decent backup.
Not a bad player. Also, Jonathan, can you bring me the stats?
He's a $14 million backup. Is that what we're paying him?
It's. Do you want him to be a $14 million backup or just $14 million just flushed down the toilet?
Apparently, Andrew knows nothing about depth.
Robert, I show you a team called the Boston Red Sox. They got rid of a bad player making too much money, and they were a better team because of it.
They ate all the money.
Got a trade.
Don't you compare him to Raf Devers?
There's no one dumb enough in football to trade for
absolutely not. No, he is not Rafael Devers. Holy smokes.
Yeah, he's not as good as Devers. He just makes a lot of money. Robert, I mean, we got to clean up this mess at some point.
Don't kid yourself. Some of these decisions, I mean, it's going to – like, Robert is still – they still have to answer to Robert Kraft.
Do you think Duggar's on the team?
I do.
Even though he may not deserve to be on the team.
You know what? He deserves to – I don't think he's playing bad enough to not be a backup.
That's a high-priced backup. If you can't, and is there an ascension for him? Like you can say, there's probably a strong argument that he's a backup, but is he ascending? Is he going anywhere? Like
at his age, you would think he's still got a lot of good football left in him.
I think he is who he is. I think he's a limited skill set, safety, limited leadership. I don't think he's a real go-getter and a vocal guy.
He's quiet. He's very quiet.
I've said it all a lot. When Devin McCourty left his side, he got exposed for what he is.
Is he a problem behind the scenes? If you see him influencing guys in a way that you don't feel comfortable with, is he a bad teammate? Then you got to get rid of him.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I've never heard that to be the case.
Me either.
He openly says, I'm not a real vocal leader. I'm not this. I'm not that. But I've never heard any indication that he's a bad guy.
I am fascinated what they do with Kyle Duggar, though.
Yeah.
I think I could see Mike going in and saying, I want to cut him. And I could see the front office being like, no. Uh-uh.
What if you put him out there early and often in this game, blitz the living crap out of him, and just try to snooker somebody? Did you see what he had 5 sacks on Sam Howell on a Saturday afternoon? You sure you don't want this?
One pass batted down, a forced fumble, a sack.
Maybe you try to
let him go.
Showcase him a little bit.
But I don't wonder how, like, his coverage is not great. Yes, he's not the most demonstrative vocal guy, but how do you go from last year when ESPN put together their position group rankings and they did the 10 best players at every position and the New England Patriots only had one player from every positional grouping on both sides of the ball make it, and Duggar was the 8th best safety?
The media is stupid.
All right.
I mean, that was my simple answer to it. Or he was never the 8th best safety in football. I've watched the guy's entire career. He's never been the 8th best safety in football.
But how do you have such a precipitous drop from considered one of the better safeties to dude, we got no place for you here.
I just, he was overrated and then got hurt and then got exposed, and it's all kind of snowballed for people to have their eyes open to what he is and what his limitations are and what his paycheck is. That's the other thing. Kyle Duggar making second round rookie contract money is one thing. As soon as I hand you a $55 million contract, you're in a different tax bracket. You're in a different stratosphere where people look at you differently, right, Ted? I mean,
they do.
You probably lived it. When you signed your big deal, people expect more immediately.
And
you're the same player, but they expect more.
And I delivered. So.
Well, obviously, whatever. Yeah.
Remember when he had seven sacks in the preseason game against Denver? But, Andy, that's always one of the difficulties. It's funny you bring that up. There's a sort of like a theory or feeling when people always say like, oh, hey, Andy, we'd love for you to come speak to this team or come do this event. What's your rate? If you name a high price, like Kyle Duggar probably got paid too much. The second you get paid like that, people are expecting like back-end lockdown coverage, yep, hammer on the line, whatever. Come in a little bit lower. At least the expectations will be lower. Then you can over-deliver as opposed to underwhelm.
Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to play a little buy-sell game. We're going to look at a lot of the newcomers to this Patriots team, both veterans and rookies, and ask the question, are you buying or selling on them? Buy and sell, that's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, tell me what's trending.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI is brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox begin a 5-game homestand tonight. They open up a 3-game series against the Miami Marlins. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito will start against Sandy Alcantara. Here is the lineup for tonight as Roman Anthony leads off. He's your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Jarren Duran in left. Trevor Story at short. Willy Abreu in right with Romy Gonzalez at second. Abraham Toro at first. Seidon Rafaela back out in center. And Carlos Narvaez is your catcher, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Sean McDonough have the call of the series. The Patriots had a walkthrough today as they continue to prepare for their second preseason contest. They take on the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota on Saturday afternoon. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. From around the league, two preseason games on the schedule tonight. The Titans visit the Falcons at 7 p.m. and the Chiefs visit the Seahawks at 10. Both games will be televised on NFL Network. The Revolution hosts Los Angeles FC tomorrow night at Gillette. Kickoff is at 7:30. The Celtics have signed Amari Williams to a 2-way contract. And finally, Braintree American Little League will play their second game in Williamsport tomorrow afternoon. They face Lamar Little League out of Texas at 3 p.m. on ESPN. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.